Anybody here live in Brooklyn? Nebuch. Okay. I had to start off like Gough Friedman, you know what I mean? Anyway, but, I'm not joking, though. So if you live in Brooklyn and there'd be a knock at your door at about 3 a.m., so you probably would ignore it. Try to ignore it, try to go back to sleep, maybe think that it was a dream. And that would last as long as the person doesn't keep knocking. And if they would knock again, and they would knock again, and it would get a little bit louder, a little bit louder, then you realize it's either a really bad dream, or somebody's knocking on your door. So if it gets really loud, then you go for the Glock, or the baseball bat, whatever you have, and you go down the stairs and you look through the peephole. You hopefully have one of those cover things on the peephole so that when you get there, they can't tell that someone's looking, you know, because it was black the whole time. But even if you don't have one of those and the person's going to see that you actually looked in the peephole, but you're definitely not going to open the door until you look in the peephole. Somebody banging your door at 3 a.m.? So you have no choice. You look through the peephole. And if you see the guy outside has piercings all over his face and tattoos all over his body, what you don't do is open the door. Push it. And the guy starts banging and banging. He says, open the door, open the door. You push it. There's a guy outside that looks like Frankenstein that was attacked by a staple gun. You know, you're not opening this door. So he says, it's me. Open up. It's definitely you. And I'm definitely not opening up. And he says, you don't recognize me? Open up! And you take a look, and you definitely don't recognize this guy. And the person starts to pull out his piercings. He says, look, it's me, I'm home. And he pulls out. You're like, what? He says, open up! And you're like, dude, man, I don't know who you are. You got issue. And I think the neighbor, that guy you don't like, it's me. And he's banging and banging. He says, you don't recognize me? And you say, no, go away. And the person pulls out more piercings. And he takes a little container out of his pocket. And he starts to smear cover up all over his tattoos. And the next thing that happens is the door opens up. And the father is standing in the doorway with tears of joy. I want to tell you the background information of this story. His teenage son, 5 years earlier, got involved with that he shouldn't be involved with. And every year, one after the next, got worse and got worse and got worse to the point where the embarrassment for the family, the pain, the agmas nefesh, of seeing their son disappear, and worse than disappear, pachas mi efes, and affecting other people, and pachas mi efes, pachas worse than a behemoth. The kid had had nothing to do with anyone in the family, wouldn't answer any phone calls, nothing. No shyness at all. But all that pain, and all that tsar, that deep tsar, for so many years, disappeared. Gone. And all there is joy. Now imagine the next day, the parents go off to work, and they come back in the afternoon, you know, in the evening time, and their son is waiting by the front door in the house, and he went, Pashit, cost a tremendous amount of money. He went and he got his tattoos removed, and he got his piercings taken out. Imagine the joy now of a parent. The Rambam says a very interesting thing. The Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Vav in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam says, "Gedoy the Tshuva shemakareves es ha'adam l'shechina, shenema Tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha." Brings more psukim. Koymar, Im tachzer b'tshuva botidov. You'll be dovak b'Hashem. Hatshuva mekareves zarechoikim. It brings close those who are far. Emes, yesterday, hayezeh sonoi lifnei amokim. You were hated by Hashem. That's a very, very strong expression. Hashem hates you. Meshukit. You are a cockroach. You are a rat. Umaruchik, you're far from Hashem, v'toeva. You are despicable abomination. I have been called many things in my life. Most of these. V'hayoyim. And today, yesterday, I was sonoi, I was meshukitz, I was a toeva. V'hayoyim, hu ohuv v'nechmad karov yedid. You are the loved one of Hashem. You are so precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You as yedid. And one day. It's based really on a decision. This guy was standing outside the door. He didn't really change very much. He's this guy who looks like an arsenal of nails and just push it like some kid in kindergarten decided to finger paint, you know. And he's standing outside the door. But he made a decision. So what did he have to do? Nothing. He really didn't have to do anything. Just make the decision. The parent opens the door, tears of joy, by just seeing the kid is willing to pull out a piercing, to put a little cover up on his face. It might not even be real yet. It's hard to change. But the decision to change. And then once he's accepted and he knows he's accepted into the house, then taka. If it took one day to get rid of all the tattoos, so it'll take one day. The Rambam says, and he's not going through any of the halachas of tshuva now, he says, yesterday you were like this, and today you're like this. It's an eye question for you. Be'emet. All those averas that made you meshukitz and sonui, you were disgusting, you were toeva. You think that he was ba'ois ha'mokoyim, you were in the same place, in the same nisayon that night. This guy done hundreds and hundreds of averas. You think that night pumped? You know, he was able to do tshuva shlema. It's not mistaber. It's a good kasha. It's one day. Yesterday was like this, and today you're like this. But he was able to do tshuva shlema? No. I don't know, I'm not a Bucky and Rambam, but it sounds like just from that decision to do tshuva, you're makabel, and you do vidur, you're nazib esached, or whatever you have to do for tshuva. But in one day, a person can be so loved by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I think personally, I know in different things in my life, when it comes to averas, which I will not be sharing with you this evening, but one of the difficulties is that maybe you have the same issue. I hope you don't have my issues, but is that we don't necessarily see an avera. Let's put it this way. The last time I looked, you can tell me if I'm wrong. The last time I looked in the mirror, I don't look like a cockroach. 5'7" cockroach, I don't know. I'm not sure. If I'm wrong, shtika kodah, you're in trouble. Anyway, so a person doesn't necessarily feel like the averas that we do, that we have, the things, okay. So Rabbeinu Yonah says a very interesting thing. The Rabbeinu Yonah, right at the beginning, he says that there's a very important yediyah that you have to know about averas. Rabbeinu Yonah in I believe it is Ois Yud. Second? Yeah. Person needs to know Ki ra'u mar ozvos Hashem. A person needs to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah. He let us know what he expects, what's best for us. And when a person doesn't do that, And every person has their kol echad yodei maris nafsho. Every person knows on their own what things they have. That's called an avera by them. Every person's different. But any avera, his kira umar ozvas Hashem. Every avera affects the person and puts a block. Mesillas Yesharim says at the end of Perek Aleph. Mesillas Yesharim says that the chumrias and the averas of this world, they make a mechitza. They make a mechitza between you and Hashem. Hashem is kula kadosh, and Hashem is connected. We're chelik malakami mal. We have this relationship, like the Mashkiach spoke many times about. And you should know, when you do an avera, it's terrible. And it makes a mechitza. The Rambam, the next Rambam over here in Perek Zayin, says that yesterday, Hayezem muvdo me Hashem elokei Yisrael, like it says, havanu seichem hayum avdilim beineichem lebein elokeichem, Soyek ve'eno nene. You're going to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be mispal to Hashem. And you know what's going to happen? Hashem ignores the tefillas. Ve'oisa mitzvahs, you'll do mitzvahs. But because you have averes, because you're rochuk from Hashem, you're mavdil, you have mechitzas to Hashem, Hashem takes the mitzvahs, v'tor from Hashem b'fonav. Just throws them around. Like the pasha don't. It means you can have your tefillas and you can have your mitzvahs and it doesn't do anything. But then a person does tshuva, v'hayoyim, who mudbak, if he takes rid of those mechitzas, if he takes the wall down, that's all he's going to do. Tshuva will take the wall down. V'hayoyim, who mudbak b'shchina, shenema v'atem advekim b'Hashem elokeichem. Soyek, you'll cry out to Hashem, v'nene miyad. Can you imagine? You daven to Hashem, and you get answered. Now you guys, your lives are not complex. The Bachrim, lives are not complex. Yungalite, and other people, Rebbeim, working people, families, this and that. Life gets complex. And stuff happens, and you need things I've had many times in my life, Baruch Hashem, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barabim, that I davened Hashem, and it might take a day or two, or three, or four, but bidiyuk, the exact amount of money. There's some of the guys in the Vod know I needed $400 for something. Literally, I told the guys, literally, somebody offered me something, $400, like this. I've had, do you know the feel? I'm just giving you an example. You know the feeling? You need a job. You need a job. Personally, I've been fired many times. You know what the feeling of needing a yeshiva? Anybody been thrown out? Don't raise your hand. Anyway. Yeah. There you go. He's like both hands. And you daven to Hashem. And you get a yeshiva. When a person does tshuva, he's davak to Hashem. V'nena miyad. V'hoya shenema v'hoya terem yikru bani ene. Even before you call out to Hashem, you can get answered. Can you imagine? You're about to go home to kvetch to your wife that, and she's like, we just got a phone call. You know? Can you imagine? That's a person who's shavah Hashem. Vo'isa mitzvahs, and you do mitzvahs, u'mekavon osan v'nachas, v'simcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu's not knocking them away. I know, you know what? Can you imagine? You play tennis, right? Imagine, like, guy wants to play, right? He's like, oh, come, yo, Baba Tabush, come, let's play. And he goes like this, he serves you, and you're like, bing! You're like, shoot it out. He said, no, please, hit it back. He serves it to you, you're like, bing! That's what Hashem does to a person who has averus. He just, they're mitzvahs. Can you imagine if he's makabalit, besimcha, benachas, or besimcha? Because a kodesh baruch hu, is roitza lekim es masecha, shemis avin lahem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. And that all changes in one day, says the Rambam. When a person decides to do tshuva, certain things in Avodas Hashem, you know, the Pasuk says, Taimu u'u ki toiv. Taimu u'u ki toiv. I heard once from Chacham Hillel. It says, Taimu u'u ki toiv. Taste it, and you'll see. That Hashem is good. Being with Hashem is good. A lot of things in Avodas Hashem, like we said, you don't see how bad Averas are. And the truth is, I can't relate to davening and having my tefillahs answered. Masil Sisharm over there, when he says, when you break down the mechitzas, Masil Sisharm says that if you have a desire, you do tshuva and you have a desire to live your life, to fulfill Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will be like metal to a magnet. Now, I don't know about you guys, okay? When you're woke up, you're woken up in the morning, yeah? The only reason why you might jump out of bed is if the Rosh Yeshiva throws you out, right? But can you imagine, I looked into a vibrating alarm clock. Ever saw those? What a joke. Yeah, vibrating alarm clock. Yeah, that's not going to work, right? Can you imagine, a little vibrating alarm clock, not one of those atomic, shakers, but a little on your wrist. Anybody's ever looked into it, know what I mean? On your wrist, can you imagine? And you would wake up in Moda'ani and get dressed. Feel like, yeah, let's go daven. Nah, not during Slichas. Anyway, yeah. Can you imagine that feeling? Imagine the feeling, davening's over, you go eat, I just want to go learn. So a lot of times, it's very hard. You can't, because I don't know what that means. So your Rebbe will tell you like, oh man, you ever want to go, Monday night to go play basketball, right? So you want to go, you want to get down there, you want to get on, sign up, that urge, that feeling, go on vacation. So that you can relate to. So really, you'll be like that with Avodas Hashem. But can you imagine if it really felt like that? Says in Masil Hasharm, if you break down those mechitzas, and I'm telling you right now, guys, the average age in this room is 20. Okay? Average age in this room is 20. You have a long Bli Ayin Hara, a long life ahead of you. And I promise you, life changes. Can you imagine from Motzi this Yom Kippur for the rest of your life? And that doesn't mean you won't have any sun, you won't feel tired, you won't be not in the mood sometimes. I'm also like that. Today I laid down at 2:45. I'm wiped. I did not want to come and hang out with you guys. No. I don't even like you. No. I'm tired. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But in general, can you imagine the feeling that I want to be davening to Hashem? I want to be learning. Can you imagine from the age of 20, I may have an Esrei? You haven't had life yet. Be'emet. 11, 12 years old, life begins, maybe. Maybe. Can you imagine from after this Yom Kippur, or maybe even tomorrow, according to the Rambam, tomorrow, the feeling that I want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Can you imagine? I'll tell you a chiddush I heard from my Rebbe on Friday. Yaakov Moshe Katz said a chiddush. Maybe it's chiddush for me because I never heard it before. Maybe you guys heard it before. He asked the following question. It says, "Dirshu Hashem b'himotzai," which we know the Gemara says. When is that? "Dirshu Hashem b'himotzai." That's these sari yomim. Yeah, you laying the after. Yeah, did I do a good job? Thank you, Reuven. I'm not taking your job. You can have it. Yeah. When these are the asari yomim between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So my Rebbe asked the following question. How do most people learn Dirshu Hashem b'motzai? What does it mean? It means do tshuva. These yomim are mesugel for tshuva. This is the time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. It's not so hard. Go do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mamish, open arms, come. He said the problem is, if you're lame, Reuven, Dirshu Hashem b'motzai k'ruv b'yosok k'ruv. What's the next pasuk? Yazav Rosh Darkoi Vish Ovin Machshavoisov. That's tshuva. The next pasuk is Yazav Rosh Darkoi Vish Ovin Machshavoisov. So Dirshu Hashem b'matzo can't mean do tshuva, because then you said the same thing twice. What does it mean? Dirshu Hashem. What does Hashem want? I think it has a lot to do with the mashal that we started off with. Dirshu, what's a drusha? I ask the Israelis. How are you mitargeim? How do you explain the word drusha to be doras something? What would you guys say? Make a drusha. Oh, we have five drushas out of the pasuk. Drisha v'chakira by Adam. What's doras? What would you say?
Expound.
Expound? What's expound? How do you expound with Adam? Do drisha. by Edom?
Investigate.
Investigate. What does it mean, investigate? That's what happens when you expound. You look into something. You find out something. And this is why tshuva is so personal. Listen very carefully, I'm about to tell you. No one knows nothing about nobody but yourself. You know yourself. Bidorash Hashem. With yourself, I find out, what does Hashem want from me? Find out what life is about. Ki heim chayin v'orachem einu, it's Torah. Find out. Every person's got their level of learning. Every person has their level of midas. Every person has their level of tefillah, avodas Hashem. Find out. Go find out. Bidarash Hashem. This person knocking at the door, he wanted to come home. Whatever it's going to take, I want to come home. You don't recognize me? Fine, look, I'll pull out. Tell me what you want. You want me to get rid of the tattoos? You want me to put... Just find out what they want. You come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, you have 2 days left. That's it. 2 days. Find out, think. What would Hashem want from me? What is my life about? I'm going to tell you a very interesting thing. There are many, many tshuva gemaras. Yeah? Can anybody tell me Bali tshuva gemaras? We'll put it this way. There's many Bali tshuva in Shas. Yeah? There's Bali tshuva in Shas. Yeah? Who do you think the Bal tshuva, in my opinion? Who's the Bal tshuva of Shas? Where do you see you needed to do tshuva? He's an Amoritz. Misunderstand, according to the Rishonim, the way they're Masber, Rabbi Kiva had a misunderstanding. You thought they were Bali Gai, but you thought they're Geyser. He's the Bal tshuva of Shas? One shot. Belazer ben Dois, one time. That's the Bal tshuva of Shas. Meshlakish. My opinion, Meshlakish is Bal tshuva of Shas. If you're Boydik in Shas, many, many, many members about tshuva, G'doyle tshuva, the Gemara's in Yuma and other places, they're Meshlakish. Meshlakish is the head. He is the Bal tshuva. Yeah? Anybody remember the story in Bava Metzia? What caused him to do tshuva?
Sister.
Like a Shalol Lishma type of a tshuva type of thing. Yeah? Anybody know what Reish Lakish was doing before he did tshuva?
Bandit.
Yeah, bandit. That's a nice way Art Scroll says bandit. Yeah? My 9-year-old daughter came home with a story of Reish Lakish. I was a little shocked that they told her this story. You know what I mean? He was murdering people. According to Pashup Shat in the Gemara, he jumped to be mezana with Rabbi Yochanan. Pasha thought it was a woman. He says, your beauty's for women. That's what he said. The Gemara says he went back to get his clothing. His ma'ani, Rashi, I believe, says his clothing. Pasha took his clothes off. Why are you jumping over the river to take your clothes off? Okay, I'm not going to be Moitzi Lazim Reish Lakish. I've had this out with people already. When you're the head of mafia, you're not doing good things. I want to ask you a question. Ubefrat, according to Shitas Taisvis over there. Ubefrat Shitas Taisvis. Taisvis learns Reish Lakish originally was from Taisvis' pshat over there, and he went off the D. Okay, now he was a very big time in Chacham, according to Taisvis. He went off the D and became head of the mafia, murdering people and doing other things. I want to know what his face and his body and Shamayim look like. A lot worse to Hashem than a guy attacked by a staple gun. Yeah? And tattoos. Mask him. And Shamayim, that's what he looked like. What did Rabbi Yochanan say to Reish Lakish? Chelcha la'raisa. Chaval on all your kreiches and all your strength that you're wasting it on that stuff. Use it for time. Now, Reish Lakish said yes. Shalom l'shma. Okay. I have a question for you. What do you think Reish Lakish and Shamayim looks like now? What does it look like? Reish Lakish? Every time we read a Gemara, Reish Lakish, Kemat is in it. Correct? Kemat. That means he has all the schusim. And who said it? The Rosh Yeshiva? Who said it the other day? On a bad day, he could do Tchias Amesim? Who used that line?
Rabbi Kalas.
Oh, Rabbi Kalas said on Rav, right. On a bad day in Amara, could do Tchias Amesim, right. I knew I just heard that. So Reish Lakish, who's Reish Lakish?
Rabbi Yochanan's chavrusa, and Rabbi Meir Shlakish died, oh chavrusa misusa. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So do you have any idea? One line from Rabbi Yochanan: use your strength for Torah, with a decision shelo lishma. How beautiful Reish Lakish became. And when did it happen? One day.
One moment. He couldn't get back. It says as soon as he was makabel the Torah, to be because of a tshuva, he pashut couldn't get back on the other side of the river. That means according to the Rambam, just making that decision, it was a shalom l'shma decision. On some level. I don't want to chas v'shalom. But it was done. It wasn't even the next day. It was right then. A person needs to ask himself, who do you want to be? What's going to make my decisions in life? That's all. What do I want to look like in the end? That's it. I'm 20 years old, 18 years old, 19 years old, 44 years old. What do I want to be? What do I want to look like? And then Hashem doesn't care what I look like now. Because now I'm beautiful. Shtika Kota. That's it. And it's immediate. Immediate. But you need to ask yourself, Dirshu Hashem b'imotzei. And Hashem will give you siyata d'shmaya to find out what should I be doing? What should I be changing in my midah? Should I be with learning? And it doesn't have to be like all these Kabbalahs and all these things. It's just a decision in life, what direction, just to work. But Bishol Salant says, change a little easy thing, and then the tshuva b'shleimos, I believe that's his lashon, because Hashem sees your mahalach. He sees your mahalach. I wanna end with just a personal story. A personal story. I'll just tell you a yediyah first. You can look it up on your own. There are certain averus that you have that tshuva alone is not enough. Tshuva is not enough. The Mishnah says you need yisurim. Sometimes you need death even. And all the way at the end, Shar Dalid, Yisur Aleph. Take a look in Shari Tshuva. He says that stakas tatzel mimaves and different things and different maisim toivim can take care of the yisurim. And then he says in Talmud Torah, if you'll learn more, and I think he's talking about mistama balabos, because he says he only learns one parak a day. So Efshir means mishnayis. He learns one parsha a day. So these guys learning chumash. So like he probably only has a half hour free time. So he says, fine. So give it an hour. So by us, Baruch Hashem, we're learning a lot. He's upset. It means make it a little difficult. Do a little bit more mistama. And he says, why is Torah matzel a person? He says two things. He says, Talmud Torah kenega kulam. So tzedakah and ma'asim tovim take care of those yisurim. So for sure, Torah will take care of the yisurim. And then he says, and Torah, if you add a little bit more Torah to your life, you know what? That's yisurim. That's difficult. And if you take those yisurim on yourselves, it takes care of all the yisurim that you would need to have. The stomach give advice. Just over the next 2 days, and make a little decision in life that you'll learn to drop more, even when you're a little tired. So you push literally one more minute. Just as your eyes are a little tired, you'll learn. Or being a star, just for an extra minute, you'll come early to mincha. It's kedai. Because even if you'll need yisurim, take care of it. But I'll tell you one personal advice. I'm sorry for going over 30 seconds. When I was a bachur, a little older than you, I was about 22 years old, my life had changed a little bit for the good. I was still a little bit nervous. So I went to a very big tzaddik, someone who lived in Butu and Garim over here, named Rav Yosef Scheinberger Zatzal. He was a shtickle makubel, my parents, whatever shaykhs they had to him. I went to go speak to him. So I started to tell him, in my bad Hebrew and terrible Yiddish, that I was still worried. I said, I didn't always look like this. I was still worried. So he looked at me, and he said, what do you do now? Ma tos achshav? I said, ma. He says, where are you? Efota. I said, ani lomed b'yeshivat mir. He looked at me in the face. He says, ata lomed? I said, ken, ani mishtadel, ani lomed. He says, you have nothing to worry about then. Nothing. If you've made a decision to try and do Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu and learn His Torah and do His mitzvahs and fix your midas, no matter what you look like before, in Shamayim, no matter how meshukitz you might have been, how, what a toeva, you made the decision, and that's what you're trying to do. You owe from Hashem now, and you have nothing to worry. Ubefrat, if you're learning Torah, then your yisurim are gone. Person, over the next 2 days, just go for a walk and see how can I show Hashem that I want to move in the right direction. And thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur that we have such a beautiful opportunity to become Ohuv and so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.